Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The only two quarterbacks McVay has had is Goff and Stafford.
Yeah, if we're not talking about the backups.
And Baker.
Yeah, I meant starting quarterbacks. No.
Yeah.
Huh. It would be kind of intriguing to see him with a young quarterback.
Mm.
Like a draft pick. Mm-hmm. Like a first round draft pick quarterback.
Yeah.
That'd be really interesting.
If they lose this game, that's the move in my opinion.
But he might not be interested in that. Like
true.
Well, he's been to the mountaintop.
Right. I know exactly what you mean, but it's when I think about him, like he may not be looking for that at this point in his career. He's like 12.
Well, he's not.
Like, you go ahead and take your young quarterback. You're only 4 years older than the
but
rookie
he's,
quarterback.
No,
well, I know what you mean, though.
He's 30. He's 38 years old. He'll turn 39 in January. And yeah, like you're 100% right in the scheme of coaches. He's a toddler. He's very, very young.
Mm-hmm.
But he has been extremely successful. He's been extremely successful. He's won a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
He's checked the boxes.
Yeah.
And when a television network is willing to offer you, and that's all I'm harping on, is Amazon. When they're willing to offer you, if the early reports were right, if they're willing to offer you more than Fox offered Tom Brady, no matter how much you love your job, that's sitting in the back of your head.
Well, you got to imagine, too, he's not out there for fun in the preseason. Hey, guys, what if I was just an analyst for this whole game or whatever?
Yeah.
Like, he's obviously practicing for something.
Every coach hates that, except Sean McVay.
Yeah, hey, it'd be pretty neat if I'm just messing around through the headset on for a quarter, maybe a full game next time. I don't know. Like, he's obviously doing that for a reason.
Sean McVay kicking it.
I think Sean McVay, the vibe that I get from him is he's very competitive. And I think he may be intrigued by obviously the money of broadcasting games and the idea of broadcasting games. But even if he did broadcast, I think, especially at his age, he'd go back to coaching.
Sean's already, we've used this term sometimes with guys too, like he's a made man as far as coaches.
Yeah.
He already did everything he kind of needs to. So it doesn't matter if the Rams lose however many games this year. Like, he's always going to be thought of as a great coach. So he can pretty much just do what he wants.
The man's 39 and has a coaching tree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think
some of them people overdid it a little bit, but he has a legit coaching tree.
That's
already more successful than anything Bill Belichick ever did.
That's true.
In that regard.
Yeah,
Bill Belichick, phenomenal coach, greatest of all time, whatever. His
tree was poisoned.
Oh, it
multiple
was,
times
it was
over.
Awful.
Yeah,
awful. Not one successful coach ever came from him.
I think in some aspects, you guys might be underestimating the competitive aspect of it. Like
so,
like that to compete every day, like to go to a practice, to game plan, to try and beat somebody. I think even if he left. Now, like, I think that's kind of one of the reasons why he stayed. And I also think if he left, I think he'd come back. I think he's super competitive.
I think he would come back too, but it's just more so McVay doesn't have to go through just the hardships of, all right, I got to rebuild this team. Like, he's kind of like, all right, well, if, say, the Bills were, he won't coach the Bills next year, but say he took a break or whatever, and the Bills needed a coach and all that, they had Josh Allen. Like, he can go to the best situation. He doesn't have to kind of wait for anything. He's like kind of Harbaugh, I feel.
What if he was Brad Stevens? Brad Stevens, 47 years old-ish, coached, and it's like, all right, I'm done. I'll go be the general manager now.
That's still, you're affiliated with a team. You're still competing in some way. You're not neutral.
I don't see McVay going the Brad Stevens route, so I feel like Brad Stevens got stressed out. Brad knew how to coach like X's Brad, and O's, but he didn't Brad, have the other side of it.
Brad's situation is like, I'm still trying to win something.
If Danny Ainge hadn't left and Brad took, if that general manager position of the Boston Celtics hadn't been available, I think Brad would have left before he was 50.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, maybe so. I mean, you got a better understanding of Brad Stevens than I do. Maybe so.
I don't think everyone, I don't know. I don't think everyone is like, all right, especially if they had won this year. Mm-hmm. All right, we did it. That's cool. Let's see what next year looks like. Oh, all right. Well, now $500 million to these two guys. My man Marcus is gone. Will left. Ime, well, he did what he did. I'm good. I'm going to just drive my little Honda Accord out of here and keep it moving. I could see that. I could see that happening with him. I get the idea with Sean McVay, but I just maybe he would return to coaching at some point. But
those guys, I think, like the coaches, I think those guys you talk about, and he could be one of those guys, but they're in the minority. That's why these coaches like just never stop coaching.
Who guys like Brad or
coaches? Guy, they just never stop, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like that because it's just. They love it.
Yeah.
They just never stop coaching.
Hubie Brown is still a coach. He's just a coach on TV.
right. And Hubie is probably like maybe what Sean McVay would be, right? Like he watches the game and he's neutral, but there's things that Coach Hubie sees that just piss him off mm-hmm. during the game and he can't help but
tell
talk
you
about
he's
it.
Pissed off about it. Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe that's what McVay would be like in the booth.
Yeah, maybe sometimes you just have to step away. I'm not sure, but we're doing a lot of writing off for a quarterback and a coach for a team that was considered a contender in the NFC 2 weeks ago, and now all of a sudden the Los Angeles is burning. SoFi is on fire.
Yeah,
which is
going to
be dominated
it,
by 49er fans this weekend, according
they
to
said
Nick. What
62%?
62%,
and that's a conservative estimate. That's going to be closer to 70. But I get it though. You lost two of your three best players.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention. Your other best player at the start of the season, which is people ignored that, like you talk about, like you lost your best player before, but it didn't stop.
Ever.
You.
The best player that's ever lived retired, and everyone was like, oh, it's cool.
It's all good. No, yeah, Pete Myers is here.
Like,
it's okay.
How good are you? Like, seriously, how could you make the argument that this individual is the best player in football year after year? He retires, and you just go, they're gonna challenge the 49ers.
Yeah. No, hey, look. What? Pete Myers is now the new shooting guard for the Bulls, not Michael Jordan. Back to the finals. No.
Well, they did win 56 games.
Should have beat the Knicks, Hubert Davis. That was a bad foul call in game 5.
LeBron's Cavs team win 10 games when he leaves. Michael Jordan's win 56.
Well, they didn't. Who was? Oh, that team was awful when LeBron left.
Oh, they're so bad.
That team was awful.
So bad.
I was
bad.
Trying to think of who was still there. Kyrie was gone. I think Kevin Love was still there, but he wasn't.
No, Kyrie wasn't there yet, right?
Oh, you're talking about
the first time. I was talking about the first time. Yeah, well, I guess the second time. Anytime he leaves. Yeah, not the Bulls. They just almost beat the Knicks in the.
Wow, they were a four seed.
Was that the second round?
Yeah, second round. They were a four seed.
56-win four seed. Wow.
The NBA was diluted.
Who was the one seed? Was it New York?
I think it was New York. Might have been Orlando. But I think it was New York.
Hmm. I feel like it was Orlando the next year.
Yeah, it might be right. Because Orlando played Game 7 at home against Indiana to go to the finals.
Speaking of, did you see your boy?
I did see him.
Okay.
He did a good job. I thought he did a good job.
Okay, explain that to me, sir.
I mean, for an athlete, like he had to cut a promo.
He did have to cut a promo.
And he actually did a good job on that for an athlete, for somebody who doesn't do this. Thought he was okay.
He was okay. I read something this morning. Sean loves Tyrese Haliburton. For those that didn't see it, Tyrese was on NXT. And for those that aren't wrestling fans, that's kind of like that's like the WWE's G League, so to speak. It's really good programming. It's very, but it's completely separate from Raw and SmackDown, and it's separate from what you think WWE is. And Tyrese And I guess other members of the Indiana Pacers won. I couldn't even make out who any of those people were.
I think they
were.
Just made up some of those.
I was like, I don't
Miles Turner was out there.
That's the only
yeah,
one
I saw. I saw Miles Turner.
I think there was
a decent amount of the guys out there.
So I noticed Miles Turner. And that's what made me say, oh, the Pacers really are there. Because like the first three people I was
the first guy who stood up, it's like, sir, you're not a professional athlete.
One of those guys will be WWE champion in 6 years.
So, yeah. He did all right.
Okay.
So, like I said, for him having to cut a promo, I thought he did okay. And he was by himself. Like, there was no back and forth. I think he did okay.
So, when it's Pacers Magic, we're like, oh, remember what Tyrese said? Like, are the Magic going to use that too? Or what's going on?
It was already... They already blew it when they didn't do anything with Jalen and Tyrese. Like, that was the perfect... Like, they purposely stayed away from
it. Should have did Hell in a Cell for Game 6, huh?
That'd be great.
So I should have just asked you this. You would have known, but maybe this is just a ridiculous question. I wasn't sure that NXT traveled because the setup is always the same. I was like, do they travel and find the same type of venue that they can have that in? Like, if they came to Sacramento, would they go to Memorial Auditorium and have the same
situation? They'll do live shows like that at the memorial, like they've done it at the Memorial Auditorium, which, if I remember correctly, it was the same night as the opening night of a King season a few years ago. Because I traveled.
They really
back
had
and
NXT
forth.
Here?
Yeah, they did. Yeah. I traveled back and forth between the two. I think their weekly television shows stay in the same place.
Okay.
The pay per views they move
around. Oh yeah, the pay per view. But this is in Orlando, and then
yeah, that's where I think their TV stuff is in. I think it's
well. I asked because aren't they? We read that the other day. Sexy Red's going to be there next week when they're in St. Louis.
So they have those right. So they do those events with like in like Randy Orton becomes a part of them. Like they tour, but not like WWE does, where Raw, like SmackDown, is the Golden One Center,
right.
And then next week it's in Fresno or Los Angeles or whatever. Mm-hmm. They might have the St. Louis NXT, and then they're back to Orlando for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And then they'll have the Chicago NXT. Gotcha. Then they're back to Orlando for 3 weeks. And then you get Tyrese.
All right, y'all. Ava tried a little bit earlier. It didn't work. So I'm here to make sure Trick Williams and Ethan Page get this contract signed. But I ain't come alone. I brought my reinforcements of my own.
There they are. Yeah. Okay.
Who the hell is that guy? Who's the bearded guy?
Who's the bearded guy? Come on, man. These are not Indians.
Right, I'm looking like the first three don't play for the Pacers.
And who the hell is the guy at the end?
Who's the guy next to Miles Turner?
That's a child. There are children passing themselves off as the Pacers.
Like, this guy in the white t-shirt right here is like, oh, I'm just going to stand up. So no. He's not even part of it. Bro, like, who are you?
Sit your ass down, sir. That's
what kind of NBA player is that?
That's a fan that stood up right there.
That's like Dollar Tree Grant Williams right there.
I knew
there.
I wasn't tripping. I knew it because I saw this thing. I said, wait a minute. That's not the Pacers. And then I look down. I see Miles Turner. I'm like, oh.
This might not even be the G League team.
All right. Let's. Here's more Tyrese.
His Indiana Pacer teammates.
No, it's not.
I would boo too if I had to be an Orlando Magic fan. I get it.
That's a good line.
That was a good one.
We're not here to talk about that. All right, y'all.
It's all right.
You did okay.
It's all right.
You did okay.
I think we could tell the difference between who's a Pacer and who's not as well, because the actors sit down and the rest kind of stand up.
Can I tell you the other thing? He's got like a Michael Jackson look on where it appears. He has.
I like that Shawn Michaels shirt, though.
He has baggy slacks, cut high so you could see his socks, like Michael Jackson, and with dress shoes in a wrestling ring.
That's his bag.
It is.
That's his bag.
I don't like that bag.
I'm not a fan of it.
Can I tell you what it is?
All right, y'all. I like tried that a little bit earlier. It didn't work.
It's his voice. That's my man. But like, in a wrestling ring, when you sound like that, it's like, Tyrese, I will beat your ass. Like, you are the least intimidating human being ever. I am not afraid of you. Every heel in the locker room would run out and give him a power bomb or whatever.
Yeah.
But I love that he leans into it. Like, oh, I like that.
He's living a life.
Trick Williams and Ethan Page, get this contract.
Oh, we needed a voice change right here, though.
But I ain't coming.
I love the haircut, too.
Yeah, he looks good.
It looks like, well, it looks like mine. So he looks good. He looks good. No, okay, this guy.
God.
Get that guy.
No, man. There's only two Pacers there.
I would move to if I had to be an Orlando Magic fan. I get it. But we're not here to
he
talk
delivered
about that.
That.
He did. Just the tough part is no one really cared.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, they're not really big Magic fans out there,
the
I guess.
Yeah, like, the thing that you got to realize, like, no one here made a noise. Like, it was just completely silent. Like,
would have been better off taking a shot at, like, Full Sail University or something like that.
It could have done Florida State. Yeah, like you said, it could have done
Full Sail, where I think the venue is. That's Full Sail University.
Well, he could have done Florida State.
Something else besides
I don't even
Magic.
Know that that would have worked.
You should have took a shot at Mickey Mouse or Disney World.
So, it's unique, like, when there's, like with WWE, you'll get a big crossover audience with sports. And if you mention, you know, the Kings at the Golden One Center, you'll get a reaction. Mm. NXT is a little more in the cut. Mm. They might be like, what the hell are the Orlando Magic? what is that? Is that a ride? Like, what is that? Like, they're a little bit more invested.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And the truth is, like, a lot of those people, if I understand these tapings correctly, a lot of them, one, are there for free, and they it's the same people week after week.
Is it like WCW Saturday Night? Where
kind
they
were, of.
Hey, you're here at, were they Disney World?
They were at Walt Disney World in Florida, yeah. Orlando. Yeah. Yeah.
And they would say, hey, come watch the taping.
Yep. It was like a ride. Come watch WCW Saturday Night like you would ride the teacups.
Yeah. I give Tyrese a B-.
You got a grade?
I give him a B. Like, he's the only one out there doing it. He's trying to do 100%. I give him a B.
What you give him?
Shout out Tyrese. Yeah, you're kind of hating, bro.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, you're a tough professor. No, you're a tough professor. This is a site called Rate My Professor. That's like how you pick your teachers. You would have a tough rating.
B minus is fine. Yeah. It's a fine grade.
He was fine. He got a pop. Like, he's fine.
All right. We'll come back. Joe Davidson at 2:00. D'Lo and Casey.
I want to hear your thoughts about the Portland thing, man. Portland WNBA.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I got you. It's ESPN 1320. Shout out to our friends over at Premier Pools. We got a little something-something cooking
hey,
over there.
Hey.
Little something. Boy, these computer programs they use are wild. Oh, for God's sakes, dude.
Uh-oh.
We just got a group text. For goodness sakes, man. In any event, look at that. Where were we going? Joe Davidson's going to be with us coming up at 2 and some change. You asked me about Portland.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can do that now. I obviously we knew the WNBA was going to Portland. We've known that for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
The W officially announced it today, and so we've got the Valkyries are coming in Golden State.
Mm-hmm.
Toronto. Toronto's been officially announced.
Yes.
From the W.
Yes.
And then we have Portland. The issue arose when I read the ESPN article.
Mm.
And the ESPN article laid out a bunch of things that I wasn't really aware of. This was kind of a redo first down for Portland, like, because we had heard what it was like a year ago, around the time of the Valkyries.
Yeah.
We thought, first it was, and this is the thing, okay, y'all like when I get upset, you're going to enjoy this. This is the thing that pisses me off.
Mm-hmm.
Toronto started and missed. Am I wrong? Did Toronto was a thing,
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden it was like, oh, you know, something fell through late. Oh, it's a goddamn shame. Okay, sucks for Toronto. It looked like everything was lined up, and then all of a sudden it wasn't. The same appears to be true for Portland. Portland, unlike Toronto, had a franchise in 2000, folded up in 2002 because of the way the ownership thing within the league was set up. They reversed course. They wound up getting out. They had nothing. And their argument is, well, they had one of the most top three or four attendance average in the league.
Mm-hmm.
This was in the year 2000. Okay, fine. So you come back around in 2024 or 2023 or 2022, whenever the Valkyries were announced, whenever this process started,
yeah.
and you went back to Portland, and it's like, oh, we really like Portland. No, for 3 years, they showed us a lot. For 3 years. Fine. Ah. Something a little off with this, though. I'm not. We got to find a different ownership group. We don't like this one. I'm sorry, what? You went to Portland twice because you needed a different ownership group in charge?
Mm.
Meanwhile, one of your original franchises is here in Sacramento,
yeah.
ready, willing, and able with a brand new arena, very capable owners, very eager owners, and you're like, nah, I don't know that there's an appetite for the WNBA in Sacramento.
Hmm.
A franchise that for 4 straight years went to the Western Conference Finals. A franchise that in 2005 won the WNBA championship and competed for it again in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
A franchise that for 8 straight years, 9 straight years, 10 straight years, whatever it was, had one of the highest attendances in the entire league. A franchise that I'm not sure even ever missed the playoffs.
Hmm.
A well-run franchise, but you're telling me you don't know if Sacramento has an appetite for the W. Where have we missed? You talked about defending Sacramento last week. Explain to me where we've missed. When they said the Sacramento A's were coming to town, did we miss on MLB deposits for season tickets?
Mm-mm.
When they said, hey, let's do this thing called the California Classic. We're going to move it from location to location. When Sacramento showed out and they did it year after year in Sacramento, did it work?
Yep.
They moved to Golden State. How'd that go?
Terrible.
It was a goddamn disaster. This city has never once failed its sports franchises. How did the Republic do? Year after year after year, how does the Sac Republic do? Besides all of these jack-offs promising new stadiums and building up the rail yards and all of this stuff that they never follow through on,
mm-hmm.
that venue is packed. This city has never once failed a sports organization. Never once. And you've got an owner in Vivek Ranadive, who bought the Sacramento Kings for $300 million, is now is worth somewhere in the vicinity of, what, $3 billion? And you're questioning whether this city and that owner can support a WNBA franchise, but you're willing to go to Portland? I had no issue with Portland getting a franchise. I had a problem that they had one for 3 years and bailed. I have an issue knowing that the reason it fell through 2 years ago was because they were looking for a different ownership group. Kathy Eagert has showed me enough in the last 6 months to know she is not the person to lead this league right now. They need a far more experienced, broader thinking commissioner or president or whatever they're called in that league anymore, which I can't remember. They need someone else. She is failing this organization right now, and Portland is going to wind up being one of those organizations you look at and go, why did they do this? I don't think Toronto will.
No, Toronto's going to be good.
I don't love the circumstances around Toronto and why they had that start-stop, but I think Toronto is going to be successful. I'm really disappointed, and I think it's really short-sighted what they did with Portland, and the only reason it pisses me off the way that it does is because we know that the Sacramento Kings ownership group is interested in the WNBA. We know what hurdles the WNBA is making that Sacramento ownership go through to get a WNBA franchise. Everyone has asked, where are the Monarchs? Where are the Monarchs? They've tried.
They're still trying.
But we're going to run to Portland because they got owners that we like. It's trash, man.
It is.
This city has never, ever, ever once failed their sports franchises. And when Joe and Gavin were running that organization into the ground, Kings fans showed out.
Yeah, 100%. I don't have anything anything to add to that. I mean, I think you're spot on with everything that you're saying. Portland, I don't. I think the climate and the situation that the league is in right now is going to allow them not to fail. Like, the league is just a bigger league than...
And you're probably right. You're probably right.
They'll make it because the league is healthier. You know what I'm saying? So I think they'll make it, but that doesn't mean they deserve this opportunity over Sacramento by any means. And I still believe they're at 16 now. I think they'll get to 20 in the next 7 to 10 years. I do think Sacramento gets one of those slots, but some of the reasonings that we've heard as to why or what they want to see from Sacramento is absurd. It's a joke. It really is a joke.
And they're not paying attention.
No, and it's almost like Kathy Eagert. It's like, did you ever watch the WNBA before you became the commissioner? Do you have any idea what this league, like, what are you? What the hell are you talking about?
You joke. The president I've never questioned was Donna Orender. She loved this league, and she was very knowledgeable with sports. Wrong commissioner, wrong time. I've had questions about every commissioner since then. Every single one. You joke. Have you watched this league? I don't know, bro.
That's crazy.
I don't know.
That's insane, man. I mean,
just say we don't want a team in Sacramento. Just say it. We did that. We don't want. We're good. We got San Francisco. Y'all go support the Valkyries. Because what you're actually doing doesn't make any sense.
Right.
What you're telling Vivek and that group of individuals, it doesn't. There's nothing that backs up what you're asking them to do.
And I would tell those
people. We've got receipts.
I would tell those people in Portland, go watch the Storm. That's what I would say. You already failed.
Exactly.
Like, you failed. Once again, this goes into, did you even follow the league? Did you even know the league before you got this position? When you talk about the commissioner. Like you just said so eloquently, Sacramento did not fail the WNBA. The owners they had failed at their job. But when you talk about having a successful product, when you talk about supporting it, when you talk about not wanting it to go at all, they checked every box. Portland didn't do that. Portland, bad attendance, bad product, Nothing about that was successful. They're not the same. They're not the same.
Yeah, it's frustrating, man. Really, really frustrating. That article, oh, angered me so much. Mm-hmm. And I wish there were people in Sacramento who would tell the story. I get why they don't. I get why you don't. You want to land a WNBA franchise. Mm-hmm. But the things that we've been told and the things that I read this morning are infuriating. Mm. Really, really upsetting.
Crazy talk.
And the W's cooking right now. The regular season ends tomorrow. I saw Bridget Carlton hit a big three to lock the Lynx into the two seed yesterday. They'll host the Mercury. I love Phoenix's tagline of if this is it. That's how they're at, because tomorrow night's game is in Phoenix, mm-hmm. and no one knows if it's Diana's last game or not. Mm-hmm. The two games against the first two games of the first round of the playoffs will be in Minnesota. So the whole advertising campaign all year for the final regular season game in Phoenix has been, if this is it, ... Mm. Basically saying, you better be here. Mm. And but we've got the Lynx and the Mercury locked up in the first round. The Aces and Sun can still switch places. Big win for the Aces last night. Mm. They could still switch places at 3-4. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. A lot of runs in that game. It wasn't really the most balanced basketball. It was just kind of like runs all over the place. And then the final playoff spot will be up for grabs, and the winner will get destroyed by New York.
Yeah, and that.
So good luck to them.
And it looks like the Muskai they're
well here. Well, so. Who's there now? Is it Atlanta?
Yeah, Atlanta's in there.
Okay.
I believe.
Because Atlanta has New York
mm-hmm.
Tomorrow. But Chicago has Connecticut.
Mm.
And Indiana has Washington. So Washington, Atlanta, and Chicago are all competing for that last spot.
Mm.
Indiana, I don't think, let me double check, I don't think Indiana can go anywhere.
I think they're stuck in the six.
Indiana, yeah, they're at the six now. Phoenix is 19-20. They could move down.
Mm.
Well, I don't know the tiebreaker situation. No, they can't. Phoenix and Minnesota's locked, so they can't move down. Yeah, you're right. They're locked in the six. So Atlanta, Washington, and Chicago are competing for that last spot, and they all have difficult games tomorrow night.
Yeah.
If they all lose, and looking at the schedule, that's very, very possible. Atlanta will make the playoffs, and they will get annihilated by the New York Liberty.
They definitely will. But something that I saw that was interesting with the Sky yesterday, I didn't know who this young lady was. You familiar with Rachel Banham, a.k.a. Big Mama?
No.
Last night, she had 22 against the Dream, and it came across my Twitter timeline.
Her name is Big Mama.
That's what they call her. They call her Big Mama because
I thought that's what they call Steph Dolson. So that's why I guess we just throw the Big Mama moniker all around.
Well, they call it for a couple reasons. Number one, she's kind of thick or whatever the case may be, but she doesn't look like Lotto, but she like favors. Right now, Lotto's hot. She looked like she could be like a Lotto. And
I remember when that hit social media like a couple weeks ago. Because wasn't it Lotto who tweeted, I had to double check to see if that was me?
Yeah. So, and obviously Lotto's song, Big Mama, which I love. That's one of my favorite songs out. So they on Twitter, I don't know if it's an official nickname, but on Twitter, they'd be calling her Big Mama. I say all that to say, I wasn't familiar with her game. And I still need to see more.
Not sure what you mean by that. But like her basketball
her
game?
Her basketball
game. Okay, I was just checking.
Wasn't familiar with her game. But she played last night. Just looking at her play basketball, she looked like she could be a star in this league. What the hell was going on with the Sky all year?
Mm.
I mean, she was hitting step backs. They were running plays for her. She was coming off screens, in and out, step back from NBA three. And it's so bizarre to see – to see her play and then realize like she hasn't played that much this year or she hasn't been like super productive. Just crazy.
What's Big Mama's name?
Big Mama. No, it's Rachel Banham. I think I'm saying that last name. Right. But she's 5'10", 181 out of Minnesota. She was number 4 pick in 2016.
Out of Connecticut. I don't remember her.
I don't either. I've never seen her play, but I saw her last night, and I was like,
plays about 15 minutes a game. She's playing a lot more.
Last two games, she played 36 minutes, had 22 last night, 17 the night before.
Yeah.
And she's got a bag. But it was just something interesting that came across my timeline. I was just baffled by how this was the first time I've ever seen her play.
Hmm. Fascinating.
Shout out to my girl, Big Mama.
Big Mama cooking. Big Mama.
But I bring that up because, mathematically, they're not done. But, I guess the sky are about done here.
Yeah, I mean, if we're keeping it a stack, whoever gets that final spot doesn't, with all due respect, it doesn't really matter.
And I hate to be this way because I like Kennedy Carter. I like my girl Cardoso. But it's not the same if Angel ain't there. Them making the playoffs.
Well, no, because they're not really a threat. It doesn't feel like they're a threat. That's a team that you can't miss someone.
Right.
Like collectively, I'd be interested.
It feels like it'd be an entertaining series. They'd still lose. They probably get swept, but it would be an entertaining series.
It'd be one of those things where if the game is close in the third or fourth quarter, can you kind of get under their skin?
Mm-hmm.
Now, with New York, you probably couldn't.
Right.
But in game two, could you? Right. Like, could you get under their skin a little bit and see what happens? And I don't know. Stephen Brown, this is why I can't look at messages. 5'10", 181, she bigger than Leezy. And I was like, come on, Stephen. Stop it.
Come on.
Not everybody can be 6'5", 250 like Stephen Brown.
Well, I think you got that switched around. 5'6".
Oh.
160.
My bad.
Out of Oklahoma. Leezy's actually is out of Oklahoma.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Leezy on that Breakfast Club vibe. Like he out in the gym at 4:30 in the morning.
Mm.
He just rotates gyms. He doesn't have like a home gym. He's just like, club fitness. And then like the next day it's like choose fitness. Oh, 24-hour fitness. It's like, Leezy, how many gym memberships you got? Leezy just go to gyms on guest passes. He just rotates through all of them.
Leezy be creating a new email every week to get the guest pass.
That's funny. That's why he's got so many names. Leezy, Leland. It's just whatever the guest pass says that week. Oh boy, Leezy.
Oh man, big ups, Leezy, man.
Oh boy, Leezy.
But yeah, the
that'll be gonna be fun, man.
The playoffs start Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking forward to that.
Next couple of days are gonna be fun.
Yeah.
No real big games to close out the season. Seattle. Where's Seattle at? Yeah, Seattle's gonna be 5.
Yeah.
No, in the final, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure that was set up good by the W. You have Seattle there. That way Birdie will be there.
Yeah.
And then, whatever happens with Diana happens with Diana. I've been saying for 3 years, I'm going to get to Diana's game. I'm going to get to Diana's game. And
you better hurry up.
Well, I think I've missed my opportunity, pal. I'm not 100% sure, but I think I've missed my opportunity. Joe Davidson's going to be with us in the 2 o'clock hour. Excited to talk with him about a variety of different things. We just discussed the WNBA in Sacramento and why that works here. Mm-hmm. Maybe Joe Davidson can talk with us a little bit about Sac State and the Pac-12.
Yeah.
And why that might work.
Yeah, I mean, Wright is, at least for me, I think when I saw it, it had been up for maybe 30 minutes. But as I was walking through the doors here at Odyssey, I saw Jay Gayden's tweet about, I guess, Sac State has officially laid out what they're looking to achieve and what they would need to get into the Pac-12. And mind you, and I agree with this, they are focused on, we're trying to get to the Pac-12. That's what we're trying to do. The reality is, in my opinion, that's a bit of a reach. I don't think you can get to the Pac-12. But I think you can get to the Mountain West. And I think their approach is, We're shooting for the Pac-12. Like, if we get there, that is our ultimate goal. If it has us landing in the Mountain West, that's fantastic too.
Mm-hmm.
I think they absolutely, though, are trying to get into the FBS and be in one of these either major or mid-major conferences. And the time to do it is right now. It's absolutely right now. So looking at Jake's tweet, he said some of the things they have to do is they got to secure $50 million in NIL commitments to cover the first 10 years in the Pac-12.
Did he tag you in that tweet? No,
there will be no need
to. Just asking.
I did say I'd pay $1 a month, so there's that.
Oh, look at that. Jake's got the little blue check mark.
Well, yeah.
He can write paragraphs in his tweets.
But if he had a video, it could be more than 2 minutes. They got to secure funding.
You're this close to getting another rant. I'm going to tell you that. This close. Go ahead.
Secure funding and approvals to build a new state-of-the-art football stadium that seats 25,000 attendees. Mm. Secure funding and approvals to build a basketball arena that seats at least 6,500 attendees. Turning out at least 15,000 attendees per home game for the remainder of the season and securing $5.25 million in conference fees for NCAA realignment into the Pac-12. I think they're all doable. I think they're all doable. Talking to people, sniffing around, I think there's one of the big issues, and Joe will be able to talk about this a little bit more.
It's a lot of money. That's a lot of building.
It is, but I think they number one, the question was always like, where is the money coming from? And I think it was always like, they don't have the money within the university and the donors and the boosters to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Now it feels like, I could be wrong, but for the first time, outside Sac State people are willing to get involved, business owners, city officials, things of that nature. And that's where you could find the money to be able to do something like that. I don't know if they would have, like, and when you talk about like Hornet Stadium or something like that, can that be added on to? Because right now, I don't know how much it sits, but I went to look at like how realistic the 15,000 attendees per home game for the rest of the season was.
Yeah.
They had 13,000 on Saturday.
Yeah.
I didn't think they had that many, but you go to the, they had 13,000 and one half was empty. One half of the stadium was empty.
Mm.
So I say that to say, it feels like if you're able to, if it makes sense, you can add on the Hornet Stadium. There's places in the end zone on both sides that you can,
a lot of room.
You can add on to that. Maybe you can add a deck or whatever the case may be, and you can get to 25,000 relatively easy. The basketball thing, I don't know what that looks like.
This is great. EG says Sac State getting in the Pac-12 before the Republic get a stadium. Well, you know who to thank for that.
Look, I'm going
to
tell you right now, I put my money on Sac State getting a stadium and an arena before the Republic get a stadium.
I'd put my money on Sac State winning the national championship before I put a penny on the Republic getting a stadium from that guy.
Winning the national championship.
Yeah.
You ain't wrong, though.
Sac State takes down Ohio State in the national championship. After rolling through Alabama in the semifinals.
Ryan Day is going to keep his job, though, because he beat Michigan.
He beat Michigan. That's it. Beat Michigan, lost to Sac State. It's fine.
But yeah,
the Sac-12 committee is tremendous.
I love that.
Salute to that.
I think all this is attainable. I think if you ask me today, I don't think they get into the Pac-12. I think they get into the Mountain West, and I'm very optimistic and confident that they're going to move to FBS and move out of the FCS. One of the things is, they're so vocal about all this. I don't know how you go back to the Big Sky.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to get out of here. And then it all falls through and you're like, hey, Big Sky, you know, I said that just to get you mad. So I think they're gone from the Big Sky. I think they end up being in the Mountain West. That's my prediction.
Let's let Mitch cook real quick. He loves the Pac-12. What's up, Mitch?
Hey, let me percolate. How we doing? Damon, Casey, what's up? Nice hat.
Well, do you like the Nationals?
They should be cool with Senators, right?
Well, I don't have a problem with them. You a Nationals fan? A Nationals fan? I like them because they beat the Dodgers a couple times in the playoffs. That's a good thing.
did a couple of somersaults. You thought you were back in your teenage years, right? Back in high school. When it's all good. Are the Giants still in it?
No, they're not in it at all.
Not the New York Giants. I'm talking about the San Francisco. Are they still in it?
No, not at all.
Just checking. I think you got a little voodoo going on because I can't believe all the injuries the Dodgers have. But I'm loving the new... Love the new Pac-12 that's coming back. The Mountain West will be okay. Don't worry about it. And the Big Ten is going to regret letting USC and the Ducks in because USC is going to win that conference. My boy, Miller Moss, Dart, old Mississippi is going to take care of Alabama. You watch.
Take care of Alabama.
Okay. I didn't. What, he just, I kept fading like up and down.
Yeah, Mitch didn't have the greatest connection there. USC's going to win the Big Ten. They're going to beat
like
Michigan
Jesse's
this week.
He's not going to fade me. I'm going to fade myself.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. Maybe he's driving under a tunnel.
I don't know. We'll be back, man.
It's the same reason why I take multiple snacks per day. I'm going to make sure I get mine here.
We're just sitting here eating snacks on the show. I was just trying to sneak in a few more almonds before the commercial break.
Man, I've been big on almonds lately. I can go to the rich grocery stores like you and get some good almonds. Nugget. I gotta save up to go get, you know,
no one,
groceries from there.
You're projecting again. No one believes you when you do this.
I do. I have to save up to get to shop at Nugget. And no Whole one, Foods, ain't that you go to Whole Foods too, right?
No one believes you. Literally no one.
I go to Amazon now.
You can go to Amazon, get raw almonds. Those are the best. Try them. Okay. Or sprouted. Try sprouted
what
almonds.
What is sprouted? Like, what does that mean?
Sprouted is when they're like, so they're soaked and dried. And they're not like roasted. They're not, you know, heated to get it. Like, they're in its like purest form. Mm-hmm. And the sprouted ones are really good. Have a tremendous taste to them. Okay. Really, really, really good. Joe Davidson will be with us coming up in about 30 minutes or so. I had this thought as Power Rankings is going to return here in just a heartbeat. Well, at least one of them is. I had this idea, this thought of like buy or sell. Mm-hmm. This idea of looking at certain teams that might be going in one direction or another here 2 weeks into the season. And that's the important part. Like, we're 2 weeks into the season. There might not be a major change in the market. Mm-hmm. But if we treated these teams as stocks, would you buy or sell the Minnesota Vikings? The price isn't too high right now. But after a win against the 49ers, it's going to be up a little bit from week one. It's not a crazy price, but it's up a little bit after beating the 49ers. Yeah. Can it continue to ascend? Is it going to fall off? Would you buy the Minnesota Vikings right now? Or if you were a day one stockholder, we've peaked and I'm out. Let's start with buy. Would you buy the Minnesota Vikings right now?
I'm staying away from that one. You can't. I'm not buying the whole. I never owned, but if I did.
We're going to stay off the fence here. We're going to buy her.
All right, fine. I'm selling the Minnesota Vikings then.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not buying this little 2 week thing from Sam Darnold here.
I'm going to buy. I like the way they're coached on both sides of the ball. I think Sam Darnold is going to be O'Connell's going to get the best out of Sam Darnold.
I think O'Connell's a good coach.
Yeah. You're going to get you got one of the best receivers in the game, Justin Jefferson. I like Aaron Jones. If they can stay healthy, I buy them. And when I say buy, I'm talking about I think they could be a playoff team.
Oh, yeah. I think they finished under 500 this year.
Interesting game this week. Ramsey points out.
Week three kind of popping off, man.
Yeah, there's a couple. There's
week
a couple
three
this
is
week.
Popping off.
There's a couple this week. I think I'm with Jesse. If I had stock and I got through that win against the 49ers, I might sell. What about the Los Angeles Rams? You can buy right now. That price going to be low. You might be able to sell high later. Or it could be pennies at the end of the day. Would you buy the Los Angeles Rams right now?
I'm selling it. I feel like Kyle Madsen should go to jail for some sort of fraud for what he sold us on in the offseason.
Oh, no. What did Kyle Madsen?
Kyle Madsen said this team was going to tear it up, and now it's already over. Now I'm going to do with all this.
Wow, he's sending Kyle to jail for
Bernie Madoff Madsen.
Wow, Bernie Madoff Madsen. That is a tough look.
No, I'm selling the Rams. Though. I don't think they're going to overcome the injuries this year.
That's the key. I thought they looked good week one in Detroit in a tough atmosphere and ended up losing that game. But I thought they looked good. They looked the part. After the injuries and what I saw in week two, I'm definitely selling. I'm definitely selling. I couldn't sell fast enough.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm not.
They might finish last in the division.
Yeah, I'm not touching this stock at all. The Baltimore Ravens. It's the last one I have. The price right now is kind of reasonable, especially for a stock like Baltimore. This thing could crash, or it could skyrocket. Again, there's an investment. This is Lamar Jackson. This is the reigning MVP. I believe the first reigning MVP to go 0-2 in like 20-some-odd years.
Damn.
But it's a reasonable price for the Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
It could crash or it could skyrocket. Buying?
I'm buying, and I'm still buying even if they lose to Dallas, too.
Ooh.
I'm not leaving you, Baltimore.
Okay.
You're talking that talk.
Okay.
I'm buying. You know that.
Yeah, I thought so.
You know, I'm buying. I'm going to take my chance.
I think all three of us are buying.
Yeah.
This is a tough three games. Like, Chiefs, you lose that one. It's like, all right, this is lost to the best team in the league. Raiders, they're not the best team, but Raiders, they got a crazy defense. And, like, the Raiders are going to be in any game that their defense allows them
see,
to be.
See,
the Raiders one is tough.
Yeah, that's tough. The tough one.
You got to win that game. No disrespect to the Raiders.
That's a tough one.
But you got to win it. If you are a Super Bowl contender like I've said that you are, you got to win that game at home. Come on, man. Come on.
I'm going to give Raiders more credit than more like well, disservice to Baltimore.
Well, yeah. That is not true.
Very disrespectful. The
Raiders. It's the Raiders, Eminem, and Kendrick Lamar.
I'm sticking with the Raiders.
Trifecta.
I wouldn't say I love the Raiders. I wouldn't say I love Eminem either. I love Kendrick.
You don't even like Eminem.
I do like Eminem.
I don't think you like Kendrick either.
I love Kendrick.
Because if they lose to Dallas this week too, like, are any of us picking the Steelers, the Bengals, or even the Browns at that point still to win that division?
No, I don't think so.
Well,
I'm not.
Now that I understand what's going on, could add my two cents. Buy or sell the Steelers 2-0. Look anemic on the offensive end, but look like best defense in football.
Where's the price at? Lower than Baltimore, right? Mm-hmm. Price would be lower than Baltimore.
I didn't think this one all the way through.
You buy the Steelers for the sake of it never lets you down.
So when I say buy, when I think about buying, I think about can this team win their division?
So you saw the way I laid this out, right? Like Baltimore, like would because you know Baltimore's still going to be it's still going to be pricey. Mm-hmm. But if you have the chance to get in right now, because it was a little lower today than it was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Is it low enough for you to go, no, I believe in this team turning around? Pittsburgh's price might be higher than it was 2 weeks ago, but it's probably still not a high price.
I would sell.
I'd buy. I'd buy Pittsburgh, and I don't think I'd ever sell it. Until Mike Tomlin retired, I'd just keep it. Because that stock's never going to crash. Like, that's like...
They're winning 9 games no matter what. Doesn't matter if Dan, me, Casey are playing quarterback into each other. They're winning 9 games for the sake of they got to finish over 500.
It's Coca-Cola. Like, if Coca-Cola is in your financial profile, you're going to be fine. Mm. Like, it's going to perform for you. They're not going to do anything stupid. They've been in business for a billion years. That money there.
It's not going to crash, but it's never going to make you money. I shouldn't say never. It has the potential to not make you money.
It has the potential to be a stock in your profile. That's Pittsburgh. That might be the perfect representation of what Pittsburgh is.
Not wrong, but that's not fair to this game. Say you can, I'll put some spice to it. You can't have more than 4 stocks.
Oh, okay.
So, well, like, you can't
this is the whole thing now. Yeah, wait.
I can't just hold on to this stock.
I'm trying to build a financial portfolio here. Well, okay, I don't think I like this then. I don't want to do that with Pittsburgh then. Just know, Mike, if you're listening, this is not my rules. This is the KEC over here who just created this rule.
You know what I'm saying? I heard in Kenny's. Yeah, in Kenny's, you don't have to buy and pay your mortgage either in Kenny's.
Well, that's what I heard.
Hey, I'm not over here. I'm just telling you what stories people have told me. I don't subscribe. Mm. I don't subscribe.
Tough. Yeah, in that scenario you just presented, then no. That would just be a steady stock I keep.
Yeah.
And I think
get what you're saying.
Yeah, if in your four stock max, which no financial advisor would ever tell you, but in that scenario, I don't think Pittsburgh would be a part of this. I can't grow my portfolio with that.
Let me ask you guys, buy or sell here?
You might have cooked with some here, Dan. We might have to bring this back next week.
Buy or sell here? So like I said, I get the flavor for it. The Chargers. I'm buying.
I'm selling.
I'm buying.
I'm selling.
Yeah.
I think it's real.
I'm not. They could be a playoff team.
Mm-hmm.
I think I picked them to be a playoff team. Mm. I just don't know how high that stock is going to get.
Mm.
They're 2-0, mm. and that's all that matters. It hasn't exactly been the sexiest thing I've seen.
Justin Herbert's already dealing with injury here and there.
Yeah.
If he's gone for any sort of time, they have nothing.
How many have you bought so far?
Yeah, you have everything.
I bought Baltimore, and I bought the Chargers, and I think that's it.
That's
you
it?
Bought Pittsburgh, too.
Did you buy Pittsburgh?
I saw.
Okay. All right. All right. Yeah.
Wait, didn't you buy the Vikings?
I bought the Vikings.
Yeah. Yeah, see?
So you got three.
I got three.
Wow.
It's getting real. Do you got one, Jesse? I actually have another one.
All right, go ahead. I think I know where this one's going.
Hey, I got one too. You buying or selling the Saints?
I figured one of you was going there.
That wasn't who I was thinking, but that's a good one.
I had another one in that division, but I feel like we'd all buy them.
So, you know, it would be like, what's the Saints' price right now? Is it high? Given, because they didn't just win. So they're like the opposite of Los Angeles. Los Angeles had two kind of like, all right, they're 2-0. You got Harbaugh. You like Herbert? Like, all right.
See, the tough spot here is that you're really dependent on like Derek Carr. Derek Carr, but some days looks like the best, and other days looks like, oh my gosh.
But you got Kamara. You got, it's, come on, man. Kubiak.
Clint.
Clint Kubiak. Thank you. You got. I mean, they're already singing his praises down there in New Orleans, but they have two sexy wins, and one of them they just beat the Cowboys' ass, which is always going to get attention.
Mm-hmm.
But you're talking what 93 points, yeah, in the first 2 weeks like that. That's a higher ascension to me in terms of a stock price than the Chargers, and.
I buy the Saints. Mm. I'm gonna believe in the offense because I know the defense will be good this year. I'm gonna buy the Saints.
Yeah, I'm buying too because they got Sirianni's ass this weekend.
I'm buying the Saints because I think that price could end up skyrocketing. That price could be one where people look like they might be the number one team in the NFC. I could see people saying that. Would I believe that? No. But the price that you can get them at now, as opposed to 3 weeks from now, when people are like, no, this is clear cut number one team in the NFC, you get in there right now.
Mm.
I want to.
Mm.
Can I dip back real quick? Can I dip back just a little bit?
Yes. However, I'm out.
On the Saints?
I'm out. Yep.
What happened?
Did you just get out? Because did you say bye?
Yeah, I never turned the slip in. I never turned the paper in.
Whip this up, I guess.
I never turned the paper in. They got Philly, which, whatever. But then they got Atlanta, Kansas City, Tampa Bay. That's a 3-week stretch.
Okay.
I'm out for now.
Where are they at home against Tampa? Or,
they're, I'm sorry, I should have done better. Home versus Philly, at Atlanta, at Kansas City, home versus Tampa Bay.
I'm still buying. There's two losses in there, maybe.
I'm still buying. Okay. I'm still buying.
I'm out.
But I want to.
Scared money don't make money, D-Lo.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.